This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you happen to be a longtime and long-suffering holder of Bank of America stock, you know it has been a rough patch. You've suffered bad acquisitions, lawsuits, company shrinkage. There was, though, a small bit of good news today, small as in $2.4 billion. That's how much, or maybe not so much in the grand scheme of things, that B of A has agreed to pay shareholders to settle allegations it misled investors during the dark days of the financial crisis. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
Bank of America chose to buy Merrill Lynch over a chaotic weekend in September 2008, just as Lehman was failing.
There was a lot of scurrying going around.
Economist Lawrence White at NYU recalls as Lehman was drowning, Merrill needed a life jacket. B of A threw it. The buyers later found the new property full of financial risk they didn't tell investors about, the suit says. The bank settled without admitting fault. But White says B of A's payments come from bank owners, the shareholders, paying shareholders.
The money's coming out of one pocket and going into the other pocket. However, not so fast, because there are lawyers in between.
Who, he says, tend to get a third of payouts. B of A's lawyers are busy. The bank has been sued by customers, lenders, borrowers, the feds. By one count, it's paid $29 billion in settlements since the crisis. Charles Elson teaches corporate governance at the University of Delaware.
It's a huge number. That was shareholder value that went out the door. It was a result of problematic acquisitions. That had nothing to do with those who invested their capital in the company, and they ended up paying for it.
It's easy to pick on Bank of America. For his part, Dick Beauvais at Rockdale Securities is glad it saved Merrill when it did.
Merrill Lynch now would have gone under. The next step in the ladder was Morgan Stanley that was gasping for air, and then there would have been an attack on Goldman Sachs.
Still, he says, ends don't justify means, as in allegedly misleading investors. The difference between the two? $2.4 billion. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.